Hey there, brothers. Have you ever been riding down the highway, wind whipping through your hair, and find yourself wondering, is there more to life than what I could see? You know, those deep soul-searching moments where you feel like God might be trying to get your attention. Well, today, I've got something that's going to turn your curiosity into certainty. We are diving into a chapter of the Bible that most folks overlook, but it's packed with one of the most profound messages in all of Scripture. It's a message that was hidden in plain sight for centuries. So rev up your engines and hold on tight, because we are about to uncover the divine mystery that blow your mind and fire up your faith. Welcome back to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I am your host, as always, Preacher Joe. I'm a United States Marine Corps veteran, a man who has logged plenty of miles on my bike, and someone who's passionate about living out my faith with grit and grace. You see, life is a lot like the road, a journey with twists, turns, potholes, and smooth stretches. And today, we're going on a journey back to the beginning, Genesis chapter 5, where we will find that even in the dry, dusty genealogies, God was speaking to us. Now you might be thinking, come on, Preacher Joe, it's just a bunch of old names and ages. What could possibly be so special about that? But let me tell you what, these things are more than just a roll call, folks. They are a message, a prophetic message from God Himself, stitched into the very fabric of history. So, here's the deal. What if I told you that God laid out His entire rescue mission for humanity in the names of 10 men, spanning from Adam to Noah? I know it sounds crazy, right? But stick with me. These names, when translated from original Hebrew, form a sentence. A sentence that tells the story of God's plan to save us from the beginning. This is one of those rare times when the Bible gives us a hidden message that's so profound that you will wonder how you ever even missed it. We are going to break down each name, dig into its Hebrew root, and then string them all together. What we will uncover is nothing short of a love letter from God, a declaration of His intent to save, to teach, and to comfort. By the end of this episode, you will see how Genesis chapter 5 isn't just a genealogy, it's the gospel in code. And I promise you this, will deepen your faith and change the way you see God's work forever. Make sure you hang around to the end. I'm going to connect this hidden message from Genesis chapter 5 to your life today. We'll talk about what it means for you, for your journey, and how you can live with the kind of faith and fortitude that will see you through the toughest battles life has thrown your way. Before we hit the throttle and dive deep into this conversation, I want to encourage you to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Drop a comment below with your thoughts and your questions. Heck, even your prayer requests. We are building a brotherhood here, a brotherhood, a community of men who are not afraid to dig into the tough stuff, ask the hard questions, and support each other as we walk this road of faith. So let's stay connected and keep this conversation going. All right, let's gear up and head straight into Genesis chapter 5. Now, I know most people read the Bible. Genealogies are the sections that people tend to skim over, right? But I'm telling you what, brothers, there's gold hidden in this chapter. Genesis chapter 5 gives us the genealogy from Adam to Noah. And while it might seem like just a list of names and ages, it's much deeper than that. Let's take a look at the names in order and their meanings. Let's take Adam. Adam, right? Means man or mankind. Seth, appointed or placed. Enosh, mortal, frailty or man. Kenan, possession or sorrow. Mahalalel, the blessed God or praise of God. Jared, descent or shall come down. Enoch, teaching or dedicated. Methuselah, his death shall bring, or man of the dark. Lamech, despairing or powerful. Noah, rest or comfort. Now, here's where things get interesting, folks. When you string these meanings together, it forms a sentence. Man is appointed mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down teaching. His death shall bring the despairing rest. What we have here, brothers, is a prophetic message, a message that points directly to the coming of Jesus Christ. Think about it. Thousands of years before Christ walked the earth, God was already revealing his plan for the redemption. Let's break it down a bit. Adam represents all of humanity. We are all born into sin, into the broken world, right? Seth was appointed as the seed, the continuation of God's promise to mankind. Enosh reminds us of our frailty, that we are mortal and need something more, something eternal. Kenan signifies sorrow and possession. Our lives are filled with pain, and we often find ourselves enslaved to sin. Mahalalel shifts the focus from sorrow to God's grace. This blessed God is worthy of our praise because he has a plan. Jared tells us that God himself will descend. And we know that this points directly to the incarnation, God coming down in the person of Jesus Christ. Enoch was known for his close walk with God and his dedication. He was taken up to heaven, symbolizing the teachings and the path that leads to life. Methuselah lived the longest, right? And his name means that his death shall bring. Methuselah's death marked the coming of the flood, but it also points to the ultimate sacrifice of Christ, whose death brings salvation. Lamech represents despair, a feeling we all know too well. But this story does not end here. Noah brings us to rest, to comfort. In Noah's time, the ark brought salvation through the flood. In our time, Jesus brings salvation to the storms of life. The hidden message in Genesis chapter 5 is God's roadmap to salvation. He was pointing to Jesus all along. His descent, his teachings, his sacrifice, and the ultimate comfort and rest that he provides. So what do we take from all of this? What do we take? First, we need to realize that the Bible, every part of it, is alive and active. Even the parts we often overlook hold deep truths and that can transform our lives. Secondly, the passage reminds us that God's plan has always been in motion. From the very beginning, he knew that we would fall. He also knew that he'd rescue us. And just like he had a plan for humanity, he got a plan for you and me, a plan that leads to rest and comfort and to salvation. Here's the full throttle moment. God's plan is not just some distant abstract concept. It's personal. Just as he intricately planned the redemption of all mankind, he intricately planned your life. He knows your struggles, your sorrows, and your despair. He just like Laman, but he also knows how to bring you through to the other side, just like he did with Noah. The question is, are you willing to trust him? Are you willing to let him guide you through the storms into to the place of rest that he has prepared for you? This week, I challenge you to meditate on the hidden message from Genesis chapter 5. Let it sink in. Let it remind you that you are part of God's plan, a plan that's been in place since the beginning of time. And let it inspire you to live with the kind of faith that can move mountains and the kind of fortitude that doesn't back down, no matter what. All right, now it's your turn. I want you to take some time this week to reflect on your own life. Where are you in this story? Are you feeling the sorrow of Kenan, the frailty of Enosh, the despair of Lamech? Wherever you are, know that God is with you and that he has a plan to bring you to the rest of Noah. If you need someone to talk to, if you need prayer, reach out, drop a comment, send a message. Let's walk this road together. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. We have got plenty more to explore as we dig into God's Word. Remember, the Bible is not just a book. It's a roadmap, a guide, and a love letter from God to you. Every name, every word has meaning and purpose. Today, we have seen just how deep that purpose goes. So as you ride through life, keep your eyes on the road, but also keep your heart open to what God's trying to show you. He's got a plan for you, and it's a good one. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless. Ever since that day, life been crazy, man. I really ain't had too much to say.
Sometimes I want revenge, but that's the devil's way. Or acting not so, I just get down on my knees and pray. I ask him to lead the way, but if it gets no better, just know I tried. Consider this my last letter to my fans, to my friends, to my family. When I leave this earth, I hope y'all all remember me. R.I.P. Shout out Quint, rest in peace, Preacher Main. I'ma hold it down, but swear to God, I miss you, man. R.I.P. you all, we miss you, Franco. Freaky T, he took it hard, I feel his pain, though.
Man, you gotta wake up and thank God every day for living, man. You never know when you're gonna go, you understand? R.I.P. to all my homies, man. I love y'all, I miss you, man. We're gonna come join you one day, homie.
It's got some me hope in my future.
Tell them.
Cause pain in my past.